Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Cut of that, it's just ours. We earn it, it goes into our account, and it continues to grow and multiply. My entire investment for retirement is protected.
Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at Spring Mill Country Club on March 18th. 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
When you need to know, depend on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
A school bus collided with a medical transport van in Burlington County. The Philadelphia Teachers Union rallied against the Trump administration's proposal to dismantle the Department of Education. And the city has reopened a beloved community center in North Philly that had been shut down for more than 20 years.
Get the latest anytime on KYW News Radio. Now on Crystal Clear 103.9 FM.
You've never needed us more.
Have you been thinking about doing a Roth conversion, but the upfront taxes are holding you back? Welcome to RothRight. We can show you how to significantly reduce taxes on a conversion, potentially saving hundreds of thousands, even millions in taxes over your lifetime. A Roth conversion will give you tax-free income, eliminate required minimum distributions, and leave a tax-free estate to your heirs. Sign up for a free educational seminar now. Call 855-415-ROTH. That's 855-415-ROTH. RothRight is not a financial advisory firm. Consult with a tax professional before making any financial decisions.
When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Trump spikes the football. Democrats spiked themselves, apparently, last night. Dom Giordano Show. David Axelrod just on CNN saying the stunts they pulled last night are both ineffective and people viscerally don't like them wherever you line up in politics. I mean, any seasoned politician knows. And I love how Fox, I was watching it on Fox, cut to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. When the little boy, the 13-year-old who was made a Secret Service agent battling brain cancer, etc., the look in her face was soulless. It wasn't just angry. It was just no. We are not going to show any human spark, any political spark. Everybody knows in that case you have to cheer. You're not cheering Trump. You're not giving Trump credit. You're cheering something wonderful. Now, if you want to say afterward, you know, if it were me, I wouldn't be putting these things on. That's an interesting debate. There's a lot of upside. The families like Lake and Riley's, the family of the 12-year-old killed by people that were here illegally, illegal immigrants. And the family of that kid. And how about the kid? Now, that guy is not a guy I want coming through the line at me. That Trump said, you're going to West Point. That guy's head was a battering ram. How would you like to try to tackle that guy? He looked like a fullback to me and ready to just run down the aisle. I thought he would throw him. I thought Trump, I couldn't reach him, I guess. But if I were there at the stand, I would have thrown him the football.
Did he say a six-letter varsity outfit?
Yeah, six-letter, and he had a 4-point. Well,
4.6, was it?
Yeah, but I immediately said it, Roe. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. That's great inflation. The guy's doing everything, but a perfect 4.0 should be it. How do you have a 0.6? Well, you take some advanced course. They give you extra stuff on. How far does it go? This kid had a 22.9. You know, it's a little, it's a sign of great inflation. But that kid just looked like the All-American. And, man, I hate to see him on a football field. It just looked incredible. So what was the moment last night? Some people think this was the moment of the speech. You could argue it was. This is cut 14. Here's President Trump in context saying, look, Biden talked about we need all these new laws, comprehensive reform to stop what's going on at the border. Here's what Trump said.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
I think arguably that was the line of the night. Democrats couldn't cheer Mark Fogel coming back from Russia, or Mark Fogel's 95-year-old mom. They couldn't cheer that. They could not go down that path. Who advises them? Again, it's one thing to do it authentically because it's the right thing in this situation. And it's now it looks like Democrats are up to not 80-20 issues, but 90-10. Maybe 99-10. How in the world are you ever going to puncture with this? They just hope that Trump fails, that he overshoots. Something of that name. They didn't stand to honor service members killed. They didn't serve. Now, does this mean, well, I would charge them. The greater bulk of Democrats, like the local gaggle out there in the suburbs, the Houlihan, the dean of decency and all, they're not pro-law enforcement. They're anti-pro. Their record doesn't show that they're pro-law decency. Enforcement. Now, they may not be as bad as Maxine Waters. Tip of the hat to Tom Maher for that one. But they are not pro-law enforcement. Their heart is not in that. They may have to, in an obligatory way, applaud it. So we could say all that we want. This situation, it started with Reagan. Reagan's the first one I remember bringing people to sit in the presidential box and then giving them their moment. And it also illustrates a point. There are some that say, well, no, you're exploiting these people. Well, they have every right to say, no, I don't want to participate in this. But Democrats hate it that the mom and sister of Lake and Riley are there because she would be alive. We have our own criminals, but we didn't need these clowns coming from Venezuela, getting away with it in New York, and then killing her, attacking her and killing her. We don't need them. And the Lake and Riley law, Houlihan, is constitutional, and it protects people. What's the matter with people in Chester County? How do they vote for this woman? So it's if you can't cheer for law enforcement, if you can't cheer for America, aside from Trump, then certainly you have to stand up. Even a golf clap, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, even something like this for DJ Daniel, maybe one. No, she was looking like, let me look at my nails here. I hope the camera's not on me. All right, here is Nicole Wallace now, really getting the brunt of this today, trying to link that kid, let's face it, there are certain things you have to suck it up, you can't be linking with, and this child, this kid who wants to be in law enforcement, battling brain cancer, you can't be linking him to some broader point you're making. I mean, who tells you that you can do that? Part of it's human decency. You can get it. Well, you know, Scott Jennings here at 2 today, he said this many times, there are areas to contest with Trump. To get it on, mano a mano, yeah. But you can't be diving into areas like this. Americans, even those not paying too much attention, they don't like it. Here's Nicole Wallace. And remember, Nicole Wallace used to be, what is her claim to fame? Henry, Nicole Wallace, anything with you?
No idea.
Dan?
Wasn't she Bush's something and then helped run McCain's campaign and completely fell on her face and lost?
Yes, but... And she ran McCain's campaign. She was the top person. Who did she have to keep under wraps and try to present? Sarah Palin.
Oh.
So it's a long road from where she is to one of the stars of MSNBC.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I should have
put it together.
Yeah, well, that's a while ago. I mean, but that was her job to kind of escort Sarah Palin around, and now she's a star on MSNBC. Here's what she said. It's cut 7 about young DJ Daniel and talking about the idea if he were a cop on January 6th, what would have happened to him?
So I think this was a lesson in finding one thing that you let yourself feel. And I let myself feel joy about DJ. And I hope he's alive for another, 95 years, yeah. Right? And I hope he lives and the life he wants to live. He wants to be a cop. He knows what he wants to do. And maybe when you have childhood cancer, that crystallizes for you. And I hope he has a long life as a law enforcement officer. But I hope he never has to defend the United States Capitol against Donald Trump supporters. And if he does, I hope he isn't one of the 6 who loses his life to suicide. And I hope he isn't one who has to testify against the people who carried out acts of seditious conspiracy and then live to see Donald Trump pardon those people.
All right. So again, the phoniness of hope he lives to 95 and all that, you cannot make linkage to this. Now, if you wanted to say, all right, this is all well and good, and some of them said, and then try to make your case that Trump is cutting pediatric cancer funding because of DOGE or something like that. Okay, that's sort of related. But because this kid has on a cop's uniform and he's got brain cancer, you can't link him to people committing suicide as a result of January 6th. People are going to come after you. People are going to say you're soulless, you're heartless. You can't make that many jumps. But they did not stand up for Lake and Riley. Now, we offered an opportunity to speak with Senator Houlihan, so I couldn't see every single person. I did notice, and Dan, I don't know if you did, the blue suit was particularly flashy of Jeff Van Drew, the gold tie, and the French cuffs.
There was a hard cam that was set up right behind his head. Okay. Did you notice that?
Oh, was that what it was?
Every couple of times that they switched that camera, I was like, hey, it's Jeff's back of his head. Look at that.
He was reaching in for Trump when he was coming down the aisle there. That's a prime seat to be wanting to do that. People almost jumping out. But you just can't go down the path of not standing up around Lake and Riley. They're not going to win on this. And they're certainly not going to win. Now, they didn't walk out. They played their bingo cards last night. Some of them walked out. You're not going to win on the trans issue either. They're going to keep doing it, though. We've talked about the reason why they just are content with doing this. Now, we had on yesterday the lawyer and the mom of this girl who got charged with being a bully. Shame on the 2 school districts involved, both of them. Her school district and the school district they were playing in cross country, running against someone allegedly who's visibly just a male, running against him. And you're not allowed to say you're not a male. We can't utter those words. That's bullying. Not going to win on that. They did lose in federal court yesterday, though. It's a Clinton-appointed judge, I believe. And the argument was that it's too broad, the complaint they're making about boys playing against girls. Now, we're told there might be a couple of boys playing at the state level, and we're monitoring this in track and field. Imagine you get to the state level in a big state like Pennsylvania. That's quite an accomplishment. Then you look across, and it's Leah Thomas Jr. there. Who in the world can stand there and not be enraged by that? What kind of mindset that's that sick on this? I think it's higher than 80-20 now. I think it's moving 85-90% of people go, that's it. That's what they're about. They want to die on that hill. Why that hill of all hills? What is it about it? And it's because the mob at their base is loud on this, and that's where they're going to go. That's what they're going to follow. All right. Love to get you on board. What was the highlight last night? What did you see? We're going to talk with Jeff Van Drew. We're going to talk with Ryan McKenzie. May have to ask a crypto question or two there. And we're going to talk with the great Scott Jennings. I was thrilled last night around 10 o'clock. Sure, I'd like to come on. He was probably practicing in the shooting gallery there of liberals on the post-game show last night. In fact, we have a little bit of Jennings just to give you a taste. Here's Scott Jennings. This is cut 10. talking about Democrats couldn't even stand up for Mark Vogel.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure she's a very nice person. None of this will be remembered because this was a horrific night for the opposition party, regardless of how well she just spoke. It started out with Al Green getting thrown off the House floor because he couldn't keep his emotions under control.
The Kane guy.
Then they had the ridiculous paddles, which now social media is roasting.
That you said false on one side. And
ridiculous.
Elon on the other.
Finally, and maybe most terribly, the Democrats, who couldn't find it in their heart to stand for objectively good things, including the 95-year-old mother of Mark Fogel, who got rescued from a Russian prison, and they couldn't even stand up for that. I thought Democrats came into this speech lost and defeated by Donald Trump, and today it looks to me like they're even more lost and even more defeated than when this speech started.
So Fogel, right, they couldn't stand for that. What would be the objection? Well, Trump got Fogel out. Look, I get the politics of this stuff. I mean, Republicans are not clapping when it's Joe Biden and all the rest of it. But there are certain moments that are a Rorschach test where it's human, it's an accomplishment, it's something good. You have to. And politically, you have to. Not standing for a 13-year-old cancer survivor is reprehensible. It speaks to what they're about. It speaks to how dug in they are. And there's just no way around that. I mean, the advisors, I think some of them did clap when he lifted the kid up. The whole thing that played into this, you may say, well, Trump is exploiting him. That's fine. You still clap for the kid. And it's not that you're endorsing anything Trump is saying or taking credit for there. You're also endorsing law enforcement. All right, let me give you the side question. Today we announced the next big trip from the Dom Giordano show. And it's a kind of a spinoff of Italy. With some interesting parts. I think that's at 1:30 today. I have the spot for that. We'll announce that. So today, we want something associated with Italy. People, places, things. Now,
the homeland.
You know, yeah. If you go with someone American, you know, we'll broaden it out. That's okay. But it would be maybe a step up in your call if you go with something truly just from Italy, not just American. But I'll take Sinatra off just as, you know, so big. Yeah. I'll take arguably among the five most famous people in all of history, Julius Caesar. And I'll take speaking with your hands off. In Italy, I did recognize that. You know, I have a tendency to
do it. They actually
do
it there,
myself.
Too. It's not just an Italian-American thing. Everyone's
fucking
with their hands.
I think they do it more there, as my sense of it. Yes, and most speak English, though. English is required, and it's pretty good English. It's not broken English at all. All right, Dan, so how about yours?
This is something I've recently only learned, and it's due to a good friend of ours, Linda Kearns. How about actual, like, real good extra virgin olive oil?
Okay,
that from
absolutely.
The Toscano region, specifically.
Right.
We were given a great bottle of that, and Dom, I can't believe how much bread we bought just to dip in the thing. It's delicious. So I'm going to take olive oil and olives off from the homeland of Italy. Well,
all
not
right.
My homeland. Mine's
Linda
Poland.
Linda Kearns helping with the side question today. Nice. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so let's take some boring ones off the board real quick.
Okay.
Let's take off the jeans. They were invented in Genoa, hence the name, obviously
right,
modernized by
the skinny jean. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were modernized by Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis, you know, later in life, but they were originated in Italy. And then the other one I'm going to take off is the ice resurfacer, named after its inventor, Frank Zamboni.
That is a great one. A great and flyers seem to be among the first with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the Zamboni. Did they still call it that?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so that's the side question now. It's all in the call. You can get in with that. High point last night, what you saw coming out of this. And does anybody say, look, I didn't like Trump doing that with a kid? All right. You can duke that out later. You can say, you know, presidents having people in their box and using them as a human representation of some point. Okay. But you got to clap for the kid in this situation. Are you crazy? Are they just... That, yes, they are. And when you looked at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, now I was once in a green room with her, the Lou Dobbs show, and she was fine until we actually got on the Lou Dobbs show. Then it was nuts. But she's the epitome. Her face during that was just wretched. The Kane guy was some good comic relief. and the wearing of pink and the other draperies. Also, I'll play you President Trump saying, do you still want more war in Ukraine? That's the only thing you really applauded for. And he baited them by talking about the idea. There's nothing I could say, right, that you would applaud for here tonight. He went beyond discovering a cure for cancer. And he said, yeah, there's nothing. We're just not going to go along with this in any way, shape, or form that normalizes. I don't think Americans see it that way. They see it. You can challenge Trump. Absolutely. Bare knuckle. Challenge him on something big. But stuff like this is just human. You're going to lose every time. Why is that so difficult to understand? Well, they're emboldened. They're in safe districts. They don't care. They're going to do it that way. I'm just amazed at the people out here in the Philadelphia suburbs. Do they want this display of Dean Houlihan, particularly now? Mary Gay Scanlon, who walked out. Is that what they want? Don't talk about civility then. It's fine to take on Trump directly on an issue. You suit up for the other side, he's on the other. That's fine. But the type of stuff, we're not going to normalize this. I don't think that's going to fly. You're just listening to your base, extreme base. We got a lot today, too. The biggest thing, the whole card for Trump, is the border, illegal immigration. Last night, that was the main thing that went through that. We'll play you some of the exchanges with Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, and I think Van Drew is on that committee. The mayor of Chicago saying they follow every law. The mayor of Denver, and they actually were able to get Adams going back and forth a little bit with some of these other mayors. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210. Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, it is Dom time. A good number of people picking up on Twitter, and I'm not saying I'm there yet, that Amy Coney Barrett looked kind of miserable last night, greeting President Trump, etc., and during the speech, not as much like the other Supreme Court justices. I think Amy Coney Barrett was amiss. I hate to say I was in the camp that said, wow, this is unbelievable. I think it's amiss. They don't miss with theirs. And yes, the Supreme Court has gotten to a good place on several issues that are really, really important, including the issue of life. But just look at how we got there. George W. Bush was going to put in his real estate attorney from Dallas. He had Sammy Alito on the bench. Wow. But we stopped him. We got in there. But Amy Coney Barrett, not so much. I'm impressed with Gorsuch. Kavanaugh's okay, it's turned out. Amy Coney Barrett is allied, it's pretty obvious to me, with the Chief Justice, who was another miss, big time. Imagine Democrats with all those picks. I mean, is Daryl Morey running the Supreme Court for the Republicans? Is that what we're doing here? Yeah, we'll pick Ben Simmons again. Put him on the court. Supreme Court, doesn't matter. Both courts, not going to shoot anyhow. Instead, Amy Coney Barrett, we'll watch more decisions, but several people noticing it last night. All right, here's a little bit before we take calls and forget anything associated with Italy today. Get all the good ones. It's all on the call. 1:30, we'll be announcing the next big trip. And if you've been on the last trip to Italy was spectacular. We hope similar because it's Italy's very different, very different part of it this time around. Very different. Here is Jim Jordan with the mayor of Denver, who might be the worst of the sanctuary city mayors, talking about a gang member in Denver who was allowed to be there under their sanctuary city and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Who's Abraham Gonzalez?
Thank you, Congressman. He is a individual that was released from the county jail on Friday in the city and county of Denver.
That's all you know about him?
I do know that he was facing charges that the
Venezuelan gang member arrested by Border Patrol on September 20th, 2023, released into the country by the Biden administration. A few months later, he's arrested in your city, charged with aggravated assault on March 11th, 2024. He's charged with motor vehicle theft, stole a car, and then on March 20th, 2024, Mr. Gonzalez is charged with felony menacing. 6 days after that last charge, I send you a detainer, which includes an administrative warrant. Basically, it says if you're going to release this bad guy, this gang member who allegedly stole a car, menaced people, and assaulted people, give us a 48-hour heads up. Is that right? That refresh your memory?
I do know about the detainer request. I do know that we provided a notification of release.
What kind of notice did you give ICE when you released him?
We gave him notification. I'm not sure how long advance
it was.
1 hour. I do know that there was
1 hour notice, and you released him 5 days ago, right? Why not give him more heads up? Let's put the slide up. Let's see what it says here. Let's put the slide up. This is what the Denver Sheriff's Department, it's kind of hard to see, so I'll read it. It says, Denver Sheriff Department, ICE notification being released to the streets. I simply said, we want just release him to us. You release him to the streets. Why not release him to ICE?
Thank you. What we've done, and we do this regularly, we've done 1,226 of these, is we notify
I'm
ICE.
I'm asking about one. I'm not asking about the 1,200. I'm asking about Mr. Abraham Gonzalez, who's a gang member from Venezuela, stole a car, assaulted someone. You had him in your custody for how long?
I know that we released
345 days you had him in custody. And I said, hey, can you give us 48 hours heads up?
I don't
you
know.
You gave him 1 hour notice.
Mr. Congressman, we notified them of release. There were six ICE agents present when he was released, so they had enough time to respond and to be present.
Respond where?
To the jail where we released him from. So we released him to, we notified them of the release time. When we notify them of release, they come to the jail facility to pick them up.
That's not what you said. You said you released him to the streets. Did you release him to the streets? You released him to ICE.
What we do, sir, is we release him from our county jail and we coordinate with ICE on that release time and release date so that ICE can come and pick them up from that location.
Pick them up where? In the parking lot?
Yes, sir. They're on the facility
property. Guess what happened in the parking lot?
I know, sir. I've reviewed the video. So I looked at it. I've talked to the sheriff last night.
One of the ICE officers got assaulted, didn't he?
I've reviewed the video.
You get the idea of it here. And round it goes. All right. So the sanctuary city mayors today, and this was the strongest, and this will be, well, the consequential issue of the vast importance. It is the border. It is illegal immigration. The one that riles people up, though, emotionally probably, is the trans stuff. And they're going to keep on with both of these. They're going to keep on trying to find some reason why, to Jordan's point, they wouldn't give ICE more of a time to make sure this guy who might murder somebody at some point isn't among us. Why? Because that's what they're going to do. That's what they're wedded to, particularly in big cities. Now, in Philadelphia, the mayor has been a little bit more circumspect about this. We haven't quite seen it play out in this manner. And Mayor Adams was there, and he seemed to be a little bit different than these other mayors. Just the thing I take from this sanctuary city, and I don't know if we have this cut or not, but Mayor Johnson of Chicago, he blamed Governor Abbott for what's happening in Chicago. Governor Abbott is somebody who we can't celebrate enough by sending people to Martha's Vineyard, to Chicago, to New York, a bit to Philadelphia, to Denver, all the way to Denver. He has unleashed on these cities exactly what they deserve. And Trump last night, President Trump, during the speech, talked about some of the federal government spending. Some of it was pretty funny, remarkable. Now, if you listen to talk radio, you've heard it before. A lot of Americans have not. $59 million to house people here illegally in New York. And that was for a brief period of time. People hear this and they say, why in the world do we have to house people in hotels in New York? Now, when all this was confined to people in Texas who had to deal with it, everybody's fine. No, Abbott deserves the master stroke for what he did to send this problem exactly to the people who caused it. And now all they can do is try to beg, borrow, or steal to pay for it and to continue to release people who are dangerous that might kill us. No American should have to die because of someone who's here illegally. It's bad enough with our own criminals. We have enough of that. And the Laken Riley and the attempt to try to, as Houlihan and others do, say it's unconstitutional. Are people going to buy that in a place like, what's wrong in Chester County? Look at the guy, that vicious criminal who escaped just crab walking up the side of the prison. And yet they reelected the two commissioners. They seem to be okay with Houlihan. Why? What are we missing here? What do they have to do? All right, phone lines. Hit us on the side question. Overall, last night, Scott Jennings here, Jeff Van Drew here, 855-839-12.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chairman, let's clarify for America, Mayor Adams, Mayor Johnson, Mayor Johnson and Mayor Wu, are you here today under the advice of counsel, and do you have counsel present? Yes or no?
I want to understand the question.
Are you here today under the advice of counsel, and do you have counsel present?
Do have counsel present. I'm here because we were requested to appear.
Did you have counsel prior to your appearance?
Yes, we did.
Thank you. This is not a trap question. We just want to clarify.
Okay.
You're here under the advice of counsel. Do you have counsel present?
Yes, sir.
Counsel present here because I was invited.
Did you counsel before your trip here?
We do have counsel.
You get advice from your counsel?
Yes.
Okay, then you're under the advice of counsel.
Yes.
Mayor Wu, thank you. So just clarify for America, these mayors are all sanctuary city mayors. But the narrative is no longer comfortable because 3 months ago, we were at the tail end of 4 years of millions and millions of illegals coming into our country. It was out of control. The only thing that has happened since then is we had an election in November. And now we're not pulling the curtain back. We have ripped the curtain from the rods. We have revealed to America just how fast we could have secured our border if you had an executive that was willing to enforce the law. So now we're paying attention to our municipalities. And every one of them is lawyered up. They've changed their narrative. We got example after example. The mayor of Chicago, we must lead with and live by the promise of Sanctuary City. The mayor of Denver, willing to go to jail in defense of Sanctuary City policy.
All right, that's Congressman Clay Higgins laying it out. And the bottom line is, and we all know this, is it possible to take federal funding away from them, away from these school districts that still want to have boys pummel girls? By the way, very moving last night. And she was on the show before, the McNabb young woman who was smashed in the face, really serious injuries from a male volleyball player. Once again, who was trans or gender fluid. And America's not accepting this. He's right. That was the strongest part of what Trump said last night. Now, what they're doing, though, is they're pretending a bit here, but they're still going forward with Sanctuary City. They're just trying to couch it more. They're not trying to put it on their banner, welcome to Philadelphia, Sanctuary City, Jim Kenney Mayor. It's not like that. Can you take the money away? Can you find the mechanism, some judges to say, yes, they want to violate the law in this manner, which is clear, then we're going to take away federal funding. That's really the only way to stop them. I don't know about arresting them, doing anything of that nature. That might be more difficult. Can the federal funding be taken away? You do it in a few instances, and you're going to see others abandon this. And then those that still will not, then it's all out. Like Central Bucks, I don't think they'll abandon theirs no matter what you do. So it's all out. You're going to make an example out of them. But every single one of these issues, they are not following the law on both these issues. All right, let's go to Phil and Delaware, 855-839-1210. Side question today. Something associated with Italy, particularly the homeland. You can say an Italian-American if you want, like Chef Boyardee. Of course, I always take that one off. The great Chef Boyardee.
Oh.
He was renowned in Italy.
Can I take one off the board,
yes,
too, Dom?
Sure.
I hate to do it because it's a great answer, but wrapped furniture, plastic-wrapped furniture, get that out of here.
No, that's a staple. That's more. I don't know if they do that in Italy.
Do you do it?
No, we never have done that.
Yeah,
No? Like, there's not one chair in your house that's wrapped in plastic?
No.
Ro doesn't have any of her heritage coming through there?
No, look at the Barco lounger. I mean.
But I think I remember in the kitchen there might have been a kitchen chair that was wrapped. No?
Ro might call in on that. She's not wrapping it in that. That's more South Philly. It's almost universally. That guy that called that day from Trenton.
Oh, that was great.
With that, and he said there was a velvet rope, like you were in a museum, if you wanted to sit down on the couch.
Is that more of an Italian-American thing than the homeland itself?
Yeah, I didn't notice it in Italy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a South Philly thing. I don't know if Italians do it in other places. It's traditional.
I don't get it.
They're preserving it.
Yeah, I don't know if you preserve a couch, but like at some point, like you're still wearing it in by sitting.
And not only that, you're preserving it to enjoy it, but you never end up enjoying it because you probably throw it out with the plastic on it when you get a new couch.
Yeah, well, they don't get a new couch. It stays for 20 years. You know?
From 72.
It's kind of sticky in the summertime, I'll tell you that.
It's awful.
But if you can live on one of those small streets in South Philly, they're not anywhere near as wide as this studio and have parking on both sides and on the curbs and all.
Yeah.
You can do something like this.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil on Talk Radio 1210.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Phil. Hi.
Good. It's a shame that you took off the plastic on the furniture because I was in the Mummers Association in the comics.
Okay.
And I remember the owner of our club, Murray Comic Club, Gigi Gambone.
Sounds like a nice Irish name.
What a Jewish name. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we would go to his house after New Year's and hang out, and he had every sofa, every chair had plastic on it, and little red tassels for the lamp pulls.
Of course, that goes with it. Lamp.
Yeah.
Just turn that off.
Yeah. So it's a shame you took it off, but that was my answer for today. But a couple things I liked and one thing I didn't like from last night real quick. Thing I loved was listing the expenditures item by item. So it kind of, instead of lumping together what we've saved, right, you should be able to identify how stupid these expenditures were, and we don't even know the rest of them. And I love the slam dunk about the border, that we didn't need legislation. We didn't need an executive order from Biden. We needed a real president.
Thank you, Phil. That was the line of the night. Now, great piece yesterday on this. Why are they having so much trouble identifying this stuff? Even the engineers with Elon Musk? Because the federal money, they can't even exactly tell you how much they're spending. It's such a maze, and it's almost intentionally set up that way that you cannot, every single item that you're tracking takes forever to sort out where it's going, how it's getting there, what was spent, who ordered it, etc. In other words, there it's so colossal, so much stuff, that even if they're not doing this as a subterfuge, it's very difficult to ferret this stuff out, to know exactly some of the stuff. Now, some of it's obvious. A lot of that last night the president talked about, that's USAID. Their ideologues are proud of it. So they would put those items out there. But it's such a maze when you're dealing with trillions of dollars. I've seen estimates that are $3 trillion off what was spent in a given year versus the other. So when you can't even audit it, because you can't trace it, that tells you how out of control it is. But it was a good thing. And Trump ran some of the better ones last night. You've heard that for 20 years. You listen to talk radio, right? But the average person may not. And they hear stuff like that, and they're enraged. That's why we have to check back in. If you want to email the Doge Jersey guys, Henry or Dan, just see if they've gotten anything more specific on some of the stuff. We'll get them back on if they have. Because if they find the right stuff, like the DoorDash of $440,000 for Rutgers football players, people hear that. And even in a place like Jersey, that's it. They're getting the torches. You got to get a few that just hit people to say, who in the world could be engaged in this? How could you have a racket like this? Well, I explained, it's very difficult to penetrate, to trace this. Unless they don't care, like USAID. And that's why they were picked on for it. Wait till we get to the Pentagon budget. You're going to see stuff there that is outrageous. And again, I would go to that sooner rather than later, because even Democrats have to be against that stuff. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. Fox, by the way, several people reporting, Fetterman is seen as a 2028 option for the Democrats.
Wait, what?
Oh, man.
An option for what?
Yeah, president. It's been out there for a while. Oh, man.
No.
Can you see Fetterman doing the State of the Union? Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is he that big nation? I thought he was just big because he's a local guy. Like, nationwide,
yeah.
they're
yeah,
actually...
Yeah, because they think, oh, it's different. We want different here. It's different than the others.
Oh, no.
In the end, well, I just hope he's able to take Josh Shapiro out. That's my only thing.
Sloth for president.
You can't get enough Josh Shapiro bad news in any given day.
How about a Shapiro Fetterman ticket?
Oh, God. Yeah, we got to win Pennsylvania.
Yeah, really focusing on
people. Yeah. 855-839-12. No, Jasmine Crockett in the VP slot. That's the upcoming star. All right. If you're looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age, it's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure, overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You'll speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or just visit Rescue, RES-Q.com, Enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. This exclusive deal will not last long. Go to res-q.com. Use that code MYENERGY, MYENERGY, to grab Rescue Orosine with a buy one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, it is Dom time. You know, speaking of Italy and things associated with it, we might have some of Dan's homemade ziti tomorrow. He realizes now that Andre's ziti is not easy to do. It's cheesed up. It's unbelievable.
Dude, it's a very intensive dish. So the problem is that you always bring up Andre's baked ziti. I'm like, Dom, you can't have something that you can make easily at home at a restaurant.
Did you ever wonder, Dan, YouTube doesn't pick this up. We have people outside watching us here, right? I'm waving on Zoom. What they might be saying there. Yes.
What is it? Do you know?
Yeah, I am not sure.
No idea.
Should we invite him in the studio?
Who are you? What do you do?
It seems to be pretty animated here, though. So,
Rob. I see Rob out there.
Yeah, okay. Rob and I think I should know the guy. I've already didn't know Larry Steinhaus today, even though I met him before.
What an interaction.
Yes. Well, yes, I did my best, Henry. I'm feeling a little bit, you know, still recovery. Yeah. Gary of Newtown, you should have been there. And that's the case. But sometimes this happens, so... 855.
Oh, baked ziti. Baked ziti. It's very labor intensive, Dom. So I'm actually taking a step back. But I did make some, and I'll bring you some hopefully tomorrow.
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll have white napkins, a whole table.
Henry, you
want to
try
here.
Some baked ziti?
I normally would, but I have given up any sort of carb for Lent.
What
for Lent?
What?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could use religion as an excuse to diet.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
I would give up bloviating for Lent, but then we wouldn't have any show. That would be
the hardest thing
for me to do. All right. Let's go to Steve in Redding. And Steve, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Steve. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, I was saying that, you know, I'm totally behind Doge, and I think it's been a long time coming. I mean, like everybody else I've watched, you know, this go on for most of my adult life that I've been aware of it. And it's amazing it's taken this long to do. And I think they're doing a great job. So much of it is fraudulent to the point that I'm wondering, why are they not drilling down even more into some of these programs and these fraudulent giveaways to find out who was behind them, who initiated them?
Well, I explained, Steve, I don't want to go into the weeds too much. But there was a great column that said, what amazed this is, even to just start to track the money, that they don't put down, they've only put in the last two or three years, a system that, for example, I can't tell you honestly, are we sending Social Security checks to some relative of someone who's 150 years of age or something in his system? I know there's massive fraud there, so... They don't even know, and it's not even intentional. It's so big, so incompetent, that it's hard to ferret this out. Maybe that's the best way that I can explain.
Right.
And I hear what you want, Steve. It's the same thing we want. We want to come up. We have these people.
Some of the fraudulent programs are so obvious. Somebody has to be behind them, and maybe even getting a kickback to keep administering.
Oh, sure, sure they are. But again, tracing this, we need an army of people. So far. They've just gotten past the surface. What's associated with Italy to you?
Associated with? My grandfather came over from Italy. Unfortunately, I never got to meet him because he died when I was young, just before I was born. And so, I really hold affinity for it. I love Italian food, and that's about as far as I can go. But I was there once, and I plan to go back again.
Good, Steve. Well, we got a big trip we're going to announce at 1:30. Maybe you'll want to join us. By the way, there's a meter out today, and I saw RFK Jr. doing his push-up regimen. Now, this would be good to see Dan at Mulligan's. They say that you should be able to do, Dan, at your age, approximately 28 push-ups.
Me?
Yes.
28?
Yeah. Now, I
can... Have you seen my arms?
Yeah, I can do a lot more than that, but...
No, you can't.
They're not correct, though.
Oh, okay.
They're not correct. That's
not I was going to challenge you right at this
point. No, I go all the way down, but I still don't think... Something seems to be a little bit off.
You feel off when you're
I feel
it.
Off that I'm doing it not correctly. And the RFK Jr. looked pretty good. The guy's a maniac.
I don't know if I've ever done a correct push-up in my entire
that's
life.
That's the thing. Yeah, doing a correct push-up. Yeah. That's the deal. All right, 855 Oh, okay.
Joe Yakovich.
Joe Yakovich.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he'll give me... I'll go out and say hello here since everybody's still out there. Yeah, we'll take a picture and all that. Sure, why not? All right, coming up, the great Jeff Van Drew here at 1:30. We're going to talk with Ryan McKenzie, too, coming up about they were in the room. What was it like... What Democrats were near them and what were they doing then? Scott Jennings at 2 o'clock on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.